The Stealth Magnetism Protocol, Rapport Exercise Number 1. Establishing rapport is not a difficult undertaking. In fact, a lot of people have a natural skill for building rapport, and they don't even know that it's called rapport. As a hypnotist, rapport building should come naturally to you because it will always be the foundation of a good social engagement. No other hypnotic foundation will give you the same benefits of good old rapport. To improve your rapport building skills, I want you to try these four basic steps whenever you have to meet and converse with someone. Do not be afraid to try these steps even if you are speaking with someone that you have just met. 1. Step 1 is to just smile. When you arrive at the meeting place and you see your subject, smile as happily as you can. Smile while thinking of something that really makes you happy so that you will be able to create a genuine and uplifting smile. The human brain is hardwired to respond to and mirror smiling. When your subject sees your smile, he or she will automatically reciprocate. That will really set the tone for the rest of the conversation. Step 2 is to maintain eye contact with your subject. Eye contact alone will not ensure a successful engagement, though. You have to time the eye contact strategically, and your eyes should also be smiling when you maintain eye contact. How can you make the eyes smile? The simplest way is to smile during your in-breath inhalation phase. When you smile during the in-breath, the eyes open up and the face smooths out automatically. Now, it is very important that you maintain eye contact with your subject without appearing desperate, aggressive, or anxious. These emotions must not be communicated to your subject, so you have to exercise extra willpower to keep these negative elements out while you are talking to your subject. The third step is to gain agreement from other people. If you are conversing with just one person, try to find some common ground with your subject. Agree with what he's saying so that he would find it easier to reciprocate the agreement. If you are talking to a small group of people, catch the attention of other members of the audience and gain their agreement too. When many people agree with your ideas, you become more influential and persuasive. You become an effective pack leader too. The fourth step is to motivate your subject or audience. You need to stimulate your subject so that his attention does not waver, and he becomes more open to being paced and led to the direction that you want. Rapport Exercise Number 2. To become an efficient conversational hypnotist, you need to have a shortcut of sorts when you need to establish rapport with another person. The following steps will allow you to build rapport with anyone in any situation. 1. Remember an event, experience, or person that really makes you feel happy and warm inside. Focus on the feeling of happiness that this memory creates and let it glow in your mind. Hold the feeling and make it grow so that it begins to envelop you. 2. Does your special memory have a color? If it does, let this color spread throughout your body. Let it cover you from head to toe. 3. When your whole body is covered with the positive emotions generated by your special memory, allow the color to glow outside your body. Let it spread a little to your immediate space. 4. When you are thoroughly enveloped in the great feeling that you have, I want you to visualize the color traveling towards your subject. Let the color touch the other person on the outside and slowly let it enter the person so that you become directly connected. 5. As you visualize the connection between you and your subject, do not forget to express enjoyment and happiness. Let all those positive feelings reach your subject and make sure that he's feeling your energy. 6. When a firm and positive connection has been made, allow yourself to fall into a natural rhythm with the other person. Do not try to force rapport onto the other person. Just remember to match and mirror whenever you have to, and when the person becomes more comfortable with you, pace and lead him to your desired direction. Rapport Exercise Number 3. To become a master of rapport, you need to have heightened awareness at all times. Heightened awareness will allow you to observe your subject's behavior and trance signals. The following exercise will aid you in developing heightened awareness in a short period of time. Remember to use these exercises as often as possible so that you become accustomed to the target effects of these exercises. 1. Find a spot above your head that is beyond your normal field of vision. 2. Focus on that spot and force yourself to distinguish the smallest details. If you are looking at some wallpaper, try to differentiate the smallest shades and shapes in front of you. 3. As you attempt to distinguish the smallest details above your normal field of vision, your eyes will feel strained. When strain is achieved, slowly relax your eyes so that your peripheral vision will begin to take over. 4. When your peripheral vision becomes more dominant, I want you to take that vision and allow it to become your sole method of seeing your surroundings. Let it completely take over your vision. 5. Once your peripheral vision becomes more dominant, you'll begin to see more details from your environment. Perform the same exercise with your hearing. Focus on a particular sound. Relax, and then allow that feeling to dominate your sense of hearing. 6. Perform the exercise once again with your sense of touch. Allow your sense of touch to come to the fore. Visualize this particular sense as a single ball of energy. Let it manifest and expand throughout your body. 7. Combine all three visualizations and create a universal connection with your environment. Rapport exercise number 4. Our fourth exercise concerns matching and mirroring. We all know that matching and mirroring is exceptionally effective when a hypnotist is building rapport with his subject. In order to increase your understanding of how matching and mirroring works in real life, you have to examine it up closely. You will be able to do this by exposing yourself to different environments where people usually come to interact with each other. Examples of these places are the park, mall, bars, etc. You can even perform this exercise when you bring your child to dance practice or hockey practice. When you are in the target environment, try to find clusters of people like couples, best friends, business colleagues, etc. When you find these clusters, ask yourself these questions. What are the similarities between the people in the cluster? What kind of rhythm do people have as they are conversing with each other? Is there a silent dance involved as the people in the cluster speak to each other? How do their body languages complement each other? Rapport exercise number 5. Our fifth exercise revolves around discerning whether another person is actually agreeing or disagreeing with you. Now, why should we bother with this kind of exercise? Here's a little background. People communicate with more than just words. Verbal language is important. However, it has been found that when a person speaks, he actually uses 3 different channels of communication. These 3 channels are verbal communication, nonverbal communication, and vocal communication. These 3 channels are activated whenever you and I talk to other people. Now, did you know that 60 to 70% of what is actually being communicated is routed through the nonverbal channel? This means the most important part of the message is not conveyed through the verbal or spoken channel. It is conveyed through body language, nonverbal channel. In short, you have to start reading other people's body language if you really want to understand what they are trying to say to you. Of course, you would still be paying attention to what is being said, but you also have to be more perceptive of what is unsaid, because therein lies the key to hypnotic influence. You can read other people's minds by paying attention to their gestures, facial expressions, etc. Are you ready to perfect your ability to detect genuine agreement and disagreement? Here is an easy exercise that you can perform every day, and I assure you the benefits will be excellent. 1. Find someone that you feel comfortable talking to. This person can be a family member, a colleague, your best friend, your partner, or even a kindly man you met at a bar. You can even try this exercise with complete strangers, if you like chatting with strangers, that is. 2. Talk to the other person so that he becomes relaxed and comfortable. Ask him stuff that you know he will agree with. And then ask him stuff that you know he will disagree with. So you have 2 groups of input. One group will draw agreement. For example, do you like relaxing? While the other group will elicit disagreement. Example, do you like higher taxes? 3. Now here's the tricky part of the exercise. I don't want you to focus on the verbal responses of the people that you will be talking to. What I want you to focus on is what they do right before they answer you. You see, people convey microsignals to other people right before they speak. These microsignals are often sent out unconsciously, so any signals that you will be picking up from your subject will be purely passive/automatic signals. You have to pay close attention to these signals because if you keep missing them, you won't learn a thing from your engagements. 4. What do your subjects do when they wholeheartedly agree to something? What do they do when they disagree with what you are saying? What are their facial expressions and gestures? What minute changes do you spot in their body language? Rapport exercise number 6. Our 6th exercise is a booster exercise for heightened awareness. In the previous exercise, I taught you how you can instantly increase your overall awareness through creative visualization. Now it's time to test how much your awareness has improved through that exercise. This exercise is very simple and would only require a friend or family member who would be willing to stay with you for at least half a day. This exercise would be performed like a game. If you want to add more players to this game, feel free to do so as long as they can stay with you for a while. Here are the mechanics. 1. Spend the day with the other players you normally would. Talk to the other player. Do stuff with him. Go to the mall. Play video games. Read poetry, etc. Act as if you are spending a day with a good friend and act as naturally as possible, as if you were not playing a game at all. Be relaxed and comfortable at all times. 2. The goal of this game is to be able to touch the other person on the head without being detected. If the other player is detected, the target person would only have to raise his hand to counter the other player. When a hand is raised just before his head has been touched, the other player has to stop. 3. When approaching the other player, one has to be as stealthy and quiet as possible. Roughhousing and horseplay are not allowed in this game. Because this game requires a vast amount of attention to your environment, you will further develop your sense of heightened awareness. Rapport exercise number 7. In a previous lesson, we discussed signal detection and how reading signals from other people can help you understand what they are really feeling at the moment, as opposed to just listening to what they are saying verbally. This exercise is actually very similar to one of the exercises that we have already discussed. The only difference is that you will be performing an additional step when you start observing people interact with each other. Now, in addition to finding people who have partners, friends, and family to talk to, you will also be paying attention to lone individuals who are doing something unique. For example, you can observe a man who is buying a hot dog from a stand, or a teenager who is learning how to skate for the first time. Choose your subjects and start observing their body language and how they perform their silent dance as they interact with other people. If your subject does not have company, simply observe what he is doing at the moment. Here's the difference between this exercise and the exercise we did before. You are going to create a story about the person based purely on what he is doing and what his body language is conveying. Add as much detail as possible to your story by focusing mainly on the subject's body language. You can also perform this exercise in the comfort of your home. Watch a DVD at home and mute your television set. Try to understand what is happening in the movie by just watching. Observe the body language of the characters and try to figure out what they are talking about. Form conclusions about the characters based purely on what you see on screen. After performing this exercise a few times, it's time to test if your skills in reading people's body language have improved your ability to gauge people's personalities based purely on what they convey through the nonverbal channel. You can try approaching a subject with a statement like, "Hey, you strike me as someone who likes this and does that on a regular basis." You can create your own templates and experiment with different kinds of people in different environments. Now, I have to remind everyone that you won't always be correct. In fact, there will be many times when people would just disagree with what you have said. But that doesn't matter at all, because as you interact with people and use your newfound observation skills, you will be able to refine your talent in reading other people's nonverbal signals. And in the end, that is all that truly matters. Traveling to the world of hypnotic language. When people think of hypnosis, they often think of mind masters who speak an arcane and magical language. The truth is actually the opposite. Real experts in hypnosis speak regular, everyday language, just like everybody else. There is nothing extremely special about the words, phrases, and statements used by hypnotists. In fact, a person who has never heard of hypnosis would probably be unable to differentiate a charismatic speaker from a practicing hypnotist. Because the rules and strategies of genuine hypnosis are the same with the principles of refined and strategic human communication. The only difference between a hypnotist and an effective speaker in a different setting is intention and choice of linguistic strategies. Hypnotists are usually more effective and more flexible because they have a wide assortment of tools that they can use in different situations. I want you to have this advantage over everyone else because you are more than just an effective communicator at this point. You are training yourself to become the best conversational hypnotist you can be. The Hypnotic Lexicon. After establishing rapport with your subject, a window of opportunity presents itself to the hypnotist. The subject is now more open to your ideas, and he is more willing to listen to what you have to say. You must not waste this window of opportunity. You must be able to utilize any kind of leverage that presents itself to you. And the first step to leveraging any small opportunity is through the effective expression of your ideas. To give you an idea as to how seamless and effortless communication should be when you are talking to someone, imagine yourself riding a slide at a water park. When you climb up to the top of the slide and you sit down to ride the slide, gravity takes care of everything. There is no effort at all. Gravity pulls you down the straight regions and allows you to pass through the exciting curves, too. It's as if nothing in the world can stop your enjoyment, and after all that sliding, you will end up enjoying a big splash at the pool. That is how a hypnotic conversation should be. It should be able to hook in your subject quickly so that he enters an unstoppable slide and he can't do anything but listen to what you have to say. The experience is enjoyable, and the subject is happy that he's there with you, listening to all the things that you have to say. Let's start exploring the different principles that will help you express any idea with ease and confidence. Principle number one. The first thing you have to keep in mind if you want to have a great time communicating your ideas is to maintain agreement between yourself and the subject. Now, a lot of people think that the subject has to say yes to everything in order for the hypnotic trance to work. It doesn't work that way. Your subject will say no at one point, but that's only natural. But what you can do is to gain the subject's agreement at some level to maintain the vital connection between your ideas. For example, if you are offering a product to a client and the client says no to your first offer, you can say something like, "You feel that you don't need my product yet, but can we agree that you need a solution to your problem regarding the effective tracking of your inventory?" In such a context, the subject would not be able to disagree with you, and you will have an opportunity to move on to your next idea or offer without breaking the cadence of your dialogue. Principle number two. The next principle that you have to remember when you are relaying your ideas to another person is plausibility. The rule of thumb when it comes to plausibility is very easy to remember. The deeper the trance, the less plausible your statements can be. When a person is deep in trance, he becomes more comfortable with the idea of listening to your input. So within this time period, you can start giving hypnotic suggestions that are not completely plausible or verifiable. Here's an example. The sun is up in the sky and is very warm and comfortable right now. This is the time of the year when children just want to play all day long. And as you sit there feeling the warmth of the day, you are becoming more relaxed and happy that you are speaking with me. Your eyes are becoming heavy with relaxation, and sleep is coming closer and closer. This is just a short example of how you can convey verifiable ideas in one part of your statement and then follow it up with ideas that cannot be verified immediately but can be legitimized or accepted by the subject. When an idea becomes legitimate or acceptable in the mind of the subject, it becomes part of the subject's reality. The mind adjusts to the information because it is so focused on what is being said by the speaker. Now, it is very important that you stick to ideas that are close to plausible so you won't alert the subject's conscious mind. Do not propose any idea that is too extreme or untrue. If you do, the subject's mental filters will probably come to the fore to analyze what you are saying, and this will cause the hypnotic trance to become less effective. Principle number three. The third principle is seamlessly connecting ideas. We will be talking about this more in the succeeding sections. In a nutshell, this principle centers on linking ideas in such a way that the subject would not be able to detect any dissonance in what you are saying. So your subject will feel that he is riding a slippery slide when he is listening to you. He just can't stop listening to what you have to say. Principle number four. The fourth principle is the effective use of linguistic bonds. There are four linguistic bonds that you can use repeatedly in every social engagement to connect ideas in such a way that idea A will logically lead to idea B, even if under normal circumstances the two ideas are not normally associated with each other. As you can already see from the principles we have discussed, hypnosis is more than just creating rapport and inducing trances in people. Those steps are important, but if you do not have mastery of language, you will not be able to express yourself fully, and you will have a difficult time persuading anyone to agree with you. Now, here are the linguistic bonds that I mentioned early in this section. As, and, because, and which means. These four words are notable because when you use them to connect ideas, ideas become logically linked by virtue of the linguistic bonds. When ideas are logically linked, the conscious mental filters that the subject has will not block or resist your input. Here's an example to get you started. As you are sitting there, and you are beginning to relax more and more, you will find it very easy to let go of all the stress in your mind so that your relaxation becomes deeper and deeper. And the more you let go of all the tension in your mind and body, the better you will feel. Because the body itself was designed in such a way that makes relaxation a truly pleasurable experience. Did you notice anything special about the ideas that were presented in the example? In reality, the example is a collection of unrelated phrases. On their own, they won't make much sense. But because we used powerful linguistic bonds like as and because, the mind perceives the fragments to be logically linked to each other. The subject's mind will readily accept the associations that you have made because linguistically, the words are logically connected.